Moving on to agenda item 19, report and possible discussion on capital projects update by Chuck Wolf, Technical Services Manager.
Jim, you were wrong. It's still in the morning. So I wanted to give you guys an update on what we're doing with capital projects and capital project follow-through. So this presentation is going to have two parts. Some of you that were here in January, I've already seen some of this, but for some of the new board members, we want to make sure we covered a little bit of an update of where we're at with our internal efforts, and then we'll go through some of the capital projects that haven't already been discussed today. Jumping into the project leadership and management process update. So last year, we started an effort to develop more consistency in the way we approach projects, the way we look at project management, give our staff more tools. As you're probably aware, most of our staff that are managing projects, that's not their only function or their primary function. They have other roles, and they're doing this to support us organizationally. So we wanted to give them the best tools that we could possibly give them to be successful in that role. One of the things that came out of that process early was a mapping of sort of our project life cycle, everything from concept to need identification, all the way through if it's a project we would construct and operate, construction operations. And of course, once you're operating facilities, you identify new concepts and needs, and the process starts over. Probably the best thing to point out on this slide is that the first three elements of this actually tie into the next agenda item, which is our capital, our risk-based capital management and planning process. So there's a lot of connectivity between what we're doing for risk management and project follow-through on project management, as well as what we're doing for capital planning and looking at all of our assets as an organization. We've been trying to also develop a repository for best practices and tools that we can that project managers can use. Since project managers don't, most of project managers aren't doing it every single day and doing it consistently on project to project, they need to have a single place where they can go to get information to do their job and to do the job well. So we've had a PM portal for quite some time. We've actually been updating it to include information about our risk management committee, any updates, process templates, tools that we're developing. We also put our training materials that we do monthly on this, both the videos and the recordings, so that staff can come back and look at it when they're in the project process cycle. So the upcoming work, we plan to continue training at least through the end of this year. We already have topics that have been requested to look at for 2020, so we'll continue training on a monthly basis into 2020 most likely as well. Some of the upcoming training we have is vendor selection best practices, risk-based capital planning and management update to talk about that process and where we're at with that, contract negotiation best practices, there'll be some conflict resolution type work we'll work on, general things that project managers may come across. And we're also working on finalizing our process flows and templates, looking to have all the basic information in place so that project managers have that they can follow through. So that's sort of an update on what we're doing continue to update and improve our project management capabilities. Then we'll go through some of the projects that we have currently underway right now. We sort of start from construction projects, then we'll move back to projects that are in the design or planning phase. So the first project to review is the Lake Granbury Park Roads project. This project came to you in January for approval to move forward. As you probably know, we had a relatively wet spring. It rained all the time. So there is a challenge we're working through on this project right now with the base conditions. They're a little bit rougher than we'd like to see them. So we're working with the contractor, and we have one of our outside engineers looking at that finish quality to make sure we can get that to the smoothness that we'd like to see it as part of the contract. But once that is corrected, this project should be able to wrap up fairly quickly. So we're anticipating completion sometime this fall. Another project that we have underway is our Trinity groundwater well. This is a very deep, very complicated well that was constructed near the east, or actually on the East Williamson County Water Treatment Plant site. It's about a 30-inch diameter well, goes down 3,000 feet, and pulls Trinity groundwater out, which is also a high temperature water. So the well construction of this is complete. We are currently in pump testing. We had an issue with the initial pump. We sent it back to the manufacturer. Contractor was very good. They started pulling the pump before we could even tell them to pull it. Sent it back to the manufacturer. They looked at some of the bearings and generally the tolerances are just a little bit too tight. So they've got that fixed. They're going to be bringing it back out, and we'll continue pump testing. But we expect to see a very high performing well here this fall as well. Another project we have, it's not truly a capital project, but it's just cool to talk about. So for those of you who don't know, we have a construction group, a contracting group called the Reservoir System Maintenance Unit up at Possum Kingdom. They basically keep the Morris Shepherd Dam running. The work they do borders on art as opposed to just construction. Their welds are beautiful. I can say I've seen them. So this is a LiDAR image that was taken of the side seals for one of the gates. So one of the processes that we need to go through because of the corrosive environment up there is continue to replace and improve the gate structures. So we have a project right now underway with that team to go ahead and improve the side seal plates. So they're working on materials purchase right now. We have the design complete, and then they'll go and do the installation of that whenever they've got the materials in place to do that. Another significant project for us at Morris Shepherd Dam is the Possum Kingdom Concrete Assessment and Service Life Extension Project. So this is a project to look at pretty much every element of the dam. This is a dam that's going to achieve its 100th anniversary here in the late 2030s, early 2040s. And concrete in 100 years, you want to make sure you're keeping a very close eye on. So we finished a semi-quantitative risk analysis workshop looking at potential failure modes of the dam and what the potential risks were for them, really as a way to help guide further investigations. So that was completed in June. Great thing about that information is not only does it help guide what we're going to do for this project going forward, what we're going to assess, but that information can also directly connect into our risk-based capital management work. So we've got good condition data for the different elements of the dam, at least on consequence. And as this work goes forward, we'll have the actual condition data of how the concrete is performing. Our Lake Limestone improvements are moving forward. So this, we are completing the 30% design approvals for the Tainer gates. So we have five Tainer gates at this facility. Each one, just for general reference, if you haven't been out there, is about the size of that wall. So they're quite large. So the design of this is a significant undertaking. The team is working through finalization of 30%. Expect to start a 60% design soon. We have other work we'll be doing at Sterling C. Robertson Dam over the coming years to continue to work on upgrading that facility as well. Another project we just kicked off in preliminary engineering is the Lake Belton to Lake Stillhouse Hollow pipeline. We call it the Bell House Pipeline. A significant part of our water strategy is connecting up all the lakes sort of on the western flank of the basin, and this is the final piece in that connection. So this project, when it's completed, will also move water from Lake Belton down to Stillhouse Hollow. We are in the very, very, very beginning phase of this project. So there's going to be significant community coordination, significant Army Corps of Engineers coordination, and probably quite a few design innovations that have to put in to make this job truly successful. Another project that we have coming up, wait a second, there we go. It is a hair trigger. So the next project we have is miscellaneous structural improvements at Possum Kingdom. So there's been some work we've been wanting to do at Possum Kingdom for a while that in each of these individual projects would be too small to actually get a bidder. It's a long way to go for a very small project. So we've packaged these projects together to try to help with our bid environment. So three pretty straightforward projects, but three projects that are very important for the operations of the dam. So the first one is a boathouse for the south end of the dam or south end of the lake. If you know, the lake is very serpentine, and our current boathouse is on the north end, so it takes a long time to get this part of the facility. And then we have a weir box that's actually in the dam that measures flow through the dam. So one of the things that comes out of projects like Castle to continue to be able to monitor flow through the dam. This has been attacked by hydrogen sulfide, so it's not operating the way we'd like it to, so we're going to replace that. And then we're going to replace a bridge that actually goes to that part of the facility as well. And the last project we'll talk about, we're currently soliciting consultant support for this, but this is a project to look at two of the buttresses at De Cordova. So this one here and this one here, it's called 1 and 44. They create the transition between the service spillway and the embankment dam. Over time, we've been monitoring cracks in them. There hasn't been significant movement in the cracks or change in the cracks. But we've had a couple of reports that suggested that we might want to try to repair those. Those reports are a little bit old and they conflict a little bit. So we have a new contract out to try to reconcile that information, look at it in its current state today, look at the dam and general operation, and then come up with a recommendation for how to make repairs to these two concrete components. So with that, are there any questions related to projects?
All right.